Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Merck.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Beverly Flexington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the author of a number of books on how to help you become calmer and more successful and shifting to the right gear for your career. I'm mushing all your titles together here, Beverly. I need your website, please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
You can find all of them there, right? Find all the books there on sales and marketing consultancy, and that's what you do. You help people put their best foot forward. Yeah. You help people become more professional in selling, don't you?
Yes. And, you know, that's one of the things I was thinking about, too, as we were talking, Jim, because you were talking about the need to think of it as a professional approach, professional career. And you think of the number of business owners that we both work with that have business plans, right? So they have a revenue target. They know what they want to do on expenses. They, you know, maybe they've done a SWOT and all this good stuff. But how few of them actually have a separate sales plan? You know, what does it look like? What channels am I going to pursue? You know, what's going to be my strategy? Who's my best target market? I think that
and pricing is a part of sales. Make sure the pricing will support your gross profit that you got to have. Make sure that your sales strategy is driving your goals of your company.
Yes, and that you're talking. You know, a couple of times I've worked with folks, they've got a really, really great product, and I say, you know, who's your ideal target, right? Who do you think is going to want this product, benefit from it? They don't know. Mm-hmm. They haven't thought through that part. They just know the product's great, and it probably is, but who wants
it? That's not good enough anymore, Beverly, because when they say that to you, they're still thinking that it's enough to be competitive, and it's not, because long before people find out whether you even have the lowest price, they've ruled you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them, and that's part of the professional selling.
And isn't this the other piece, Jim? You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, getting these inquiries via LinkedIn, and I've got to tell you, for any of our people listening here, your listeners who want to do this type of marketing, you know, even if you're doing broad-based marketing like that, you need to know your market. I had somebody approach me and tell me that they could help me become as busy as a dope dealer at spring break.
Oh, no.
And, you know, when you're talking to a mom of teenagers and a college professor, it's not an appealing.
No.
So, you know, I mean, I think there's a place for broad-based marketing, but you still need to know who.
Not on social media. Not social media. That doesn't work with social media. It's a turnoff on social media.
I think it is, because you're just casting a net.
There's no question about it. Well, let me tell you something. Cold calling, broad-based net casting, prospecting these days is over. It never was high percentage. Even back in the day when you could do it and get away with it and have some success, it never was high percentage. Now it actually burns a bridge, I think.
Well, I think it does, because if you inadvertently have something wind up in the wrong person's inbox and framed in a certain way, their whole impression of what you're doing is very negative.
That's right.
But that said, you do want to make sure you have a professional presence and that you are talking to the audience, right? That people, I think we all need to take that step back, you know, look at our websites periodically, look at the messaging we're putting out there, and are you saying what your audience needs to hear and making sure, you know, you're focusing on your end customer. A lot of the things that you, why your book is still so popular and will remain so, but a lot of the things you talk about in the book, but it really is about them. So how do we make sure that our messaging and our approach lets them know it's about them?
Well, and the training. Folks, if somebody, if you hire somebody and you say, okay, here's your business card, you're a salesman, you're a salesperson, you know, you, all you've done is hired a warm body if that person doesn't know, or if you don't train them how to be a professional salesperson. Because I'll tell you something, regular salespeople are not going to be around for much longer. Those are being replaced by kiosks and by the internet. If you want to make sure your company doesn't get replaced by those things, doesn't out-competed by technology, make sure your people are trained professionals.
And
that's
you
what you
never,
that's what you do, isn't it, Beverly?
It is, and you know, Jim, I'll tell you, I was just going to say, you know, you can never think you know it all. Some of the people that we work with, and they've been selling, you know, in a professional sales capacity for 30 years, but it's such a nuanced business. You know, that art of influencing, as you said, mm-hmm. you know, understanding the mind of the people that you're dealing with. You can almost never know enough. There's always an opportunity, I think, to sharpen that saw and be able to get better at it.
I've been doing it for half a century, and it's still, I'm still learning.
Now, how is that possible? I met you. So you started when you were about five?
Exactly. I was just out of elementary school. I mean, just out of kindergarten. Exactly. So no, I mean, but I'm still learning, and you are too. I know you are.
Yes.
We all are. If you're smart, you're always learning. Beverly, I need your website one more time, please.
It's the-collaborative.com.
The-collaborative.com. And how many books now?
8, and I do have a new one coming out. It's actually going to be a sales book for business owners. So I'll come back to you when I'm ready.
And we're going to launch it on this show, right?
We are going to do that, Jim.
Thanks, Beverly. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here today. Good job.
You too. Bye now.
Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. She was great, wasn't she? I got to go for just a few minutes. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.